You're listening to Answering the Call with Pastor Landon Mauricio and Called Church. Called Church exists to connect people of all generations with Jesus by equipping faith, building authentic community, and mobilizing to impact the world. Stay tuned for honest topics and real conversations about living out your calling in today's world.
Well, aloha, everyone. Welcome to Answering the Call. My name is Pastor Landon, and I am the senior pastor of a church in Wanalua area called Called. It's named Called Church, and we just launched an earlier service, so now we meet at 8:30 a.m. and 10 o'clock a.m. And the whole purpose of the show is to talk about and talk to people who's answering the call of God in their life. And so today I have a very special guest, a good friend. His name is Jeff Tullis. Jeff, say what's up to everyone.
How's it?
And Jeff wants to sound as local as possible, because if you look at him, he's just this big white boy who's a big fluffy teddy bear. You know, he played football. And what's awesome, though, is like you're like a man's man, but you're one of like the most loving people I've ever met. And so, Jeff, let's kind of dive into our relationship. Like, how did we kind of get connected? And then I'd love to hear, you know, like, just where God has taken you just in life. And you're going into a pretty exciting new chapter in what God is calling you to do. And so we're going to kind of spend most of the conversation on that portion. But just to set the tone, like, how did we kind of meet? Because we, you know, to me, like, I know we can share our sides of the story. I know, like, how I met. But, like, we got pretty connected pretty fast. And so why don't you start there?
Right. Aloha, Landon. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you, and can't wait to talk about what God is doing and been doing and going to do here in Hawaii. I am the big white Hawaii guy, as you mentioned. And so I say I'm on mission for Jesus in Hawaii. What a great mission to be on, right?
Yep.
So you and I met through a church that we were both involved with, and introduced our daughter, Hannah Marie. Tanya and I have a 14-year-old daughter now, to Called Ministry. That was her youth group through the church. And our relationship budded and grew through that ministry. And we have now fallen in love with you and your family and the anointing that God has placed on your life and your wife's life and your brother's life and just your entire family through Called Ministry. And so it's our joy to have been a part of what God is doing through Called Ministry.
Yep. And so and you've definitely seen it, even in the short time that we've known each other. You've seen the ministry grow and definitely change from just being a single youth group, one location, to multiple locations, to now, you know, embarking on launching a church in the central Oahu area. And yeah, you know, and we love your family, we love your wife, we love your daughter. And, you know, it's always cool to kind of just hear your story, hear where God is taking you, because, like, there's more than meets the eye when you look at you, Jeff. And so, you know, like, through our relationship, I'm like, wow, I didn't know you owned a small business before. You did this, you did that. And so, well, why don't you just share just a little bit, just your background, where God has taken you, some of your gifts, your passions.
So I used to say that I'm a late model, high mileage guy, meaning that I've traveled a long distance, but I'm not that old. That's changing as I've been here in Hawaii. I've been here 5 years. The Lord brought us here from St. Louis, Missouri, via Knoxville and Nashville, Tennessee. I went to school in Knoxville, played college football there, won two SEC championships for University of Tennessee in football, two in track, a national championship in track. So I was a sports guy growing up. Had two daughters while I was in college. They're now 33 and 31. So that's the high mileage guy. I've experienced a lot of ups and downs through that process. Single dad is raising my two daughters. And so I've got that experience. And then I met my beautiful wife, Tanya, at church 23 years ago. And we married 17 years ago and had Hannah Marie, who I mentioned, who's 14. Only through God's power and providence did we end up in Hawaii. My wife fell in love with it while we were on our honeymoon. I had an opportunity through a business that I worked for After I sold the lighting electrical business that I ran for 15 years in St. Louis, and I had an opportunity to interview and come over and help open up operations for that company here in Hawaii. And so during COVID, I took a voluntary severance package and felt like God was calling me away from that position and back into school. So I'm finishing a master's in clinical counseling here at Wayland Baptist University in Kapolei, which I live 2 minutes from.
Nice.
Huge blessing. Don't have to fight the H1 traffic every day.
Yep.
And so I wear a lot of hats right now, Landon. I am a full-time grad student, full-time employee of the university. I say I'm back on scholarship. And then I am a adjunct professor for the university, teaching a freshman orientation class. And then I have started and I've accepted this call into a men's ministry called CBMC, which we'll talk more and hear more about as we talk here. And then the last hat that I've just added about 4 months ago to pay for my daughter's dance lessons is to drive Uber about 10 to 15 hours a week. So I'm doing a lot of stuff right now. But the Lord's fingerprints are all over it, and I'm so gracious for that. So thankful for that.
Yeah, no, and that's awesome. And you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, we actually interviewed a drive share person a couple months ago. And he basically he considers drive share and Ubering and, you know, like all that, those avenues of drive sharing as his ministry, you know, like as he picks up people and drops off people, he has great conversations with them. And so, you know, you like what you said, you have all these hats, from being a student, you know, professor, full time at the university, Uber, and again, like we are going to get to there, but CBMC, and then again, on top of all that, you're still a husband, you're still a dad. You know, you have a young teenage girl, which I don't have any kids, but teenage girls specifically scare the most out of me. So they're the scariest. But you know, for through all of that, I mean, God, like what you said, God's fingerprints have definitely taken you from one step to the next, right? And so, like, it's just so crazy to, like, look at your journey, because it's been very different. Like, it's not like, oh, yeah, this lighting company brought me into this thing, and then that thing brought me into this thing. It's like, it's so distinctly different, but at the same time, the skills that you learn in every season is what kind of brought the next one or the next opportunity and for you to be able to transition there. So as we get into talking through how you got, you know, CBMC, a big passion of yours that I've always, since I've known you, I knew that this was a passion, was discipleship, right? And you're part of facilitating a specific kind of, like, would you call it a curriculum of, like, a discipleship curriculum or pathway? How would you describe
it? I call it a discipleship process. It is a lifelong process of discipleship that I enter into with other men.
Nice. And so I'm going to give the stage to you once again. Why don't you explain what that process is, what it's called, and then also just go into just this opportunity. We've been saying CBMC, but what does that stand for and all of that?
So let me speak to a couple things that you mentioned there. As I said that I wear a lot of hats, my description for myself is that I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, disguised at all of those as all of those other things, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ first. That's what's first in my life. And what you mentioned about rideshare is that on my app, when people look at my bio, it says in Christ. I tried to put 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is my identity in Christ. I'm a new creation in Christ. The old is gone, the new has come. But rideshare wouldn't allow that. So I just changed it to in Christ. So just two nights ago, I had a faith conversation with my rider from Coalina, looking for a bar. And we got all into the discipleship principles and material that I hope to share with you a little bit this morning. The other thing that I want to say, and you're exactly right, there's nothing traditional about my path and my story and how God has uniquely wired me and moved me to different places of ministry in my life. So this ministry called CBMC. It's Connecting Businessmen to Christ. I've been a part of it for almost 20 years. And we minister to businessmen specifically. One of our monikers is that we are a ministry not of titles, but of testimonies. Mm. I don't have the title of CEO. I've never been a CFO, never will be. But I have a testimony, and that's the reason you and I are talking today.
Right.
Because Jesus has done something in my life that only he could do. I could have never accomplished the things that he's accomplishing in and through me on my own.
Right.
And so the ministry, really the cornerstone of the ministry is discipleship. It's one-on-one discipleship. And my experience, I'm not going to speak to the whole church, but my experience is that I was born and raised in the church, Baptist, growing up in a small Missouri town. And I got saved at the age of 8. I accepted Christ for my salvation. I knew that I had a soul and that I was a sinner. And I accepted that, and I repented of my sin, and I received Christ as for salvation. But because of my immaturity as an 8-year-old, as I came forward in church and accepted him that way, I went through a roller coaster of faith where one minute I would be on fire for the Lord and really speaking out for him and speaking his name and singing praises, sing with my wife, or my mom in church at, 8 to 10 years old, doing duets and trios with my sister. But then on the flip side, Landon, I was that double-minded man that scripture talks about, where I was unstable in all of my ways, and I was trying to find my spiritual footing. And so what happened for me, and I could go into the gory details, but you can pretty much imagine what I experienced as a collegiate D1 athlete and those things, and getting involved in the wrong relationship early in my life. But the turning point for me was third-degree burns in 1995. November 25th, I spilled flaming grease all over myself while I was cooking French fries. I forgot about it. It caught on fire, burnt the kitchen down. The microwave was melted. The cabinets were on fire. The flames were across the ceiling. I panicked, grabbed that 4-inch pot of grease and, 6 inches round, and it spilled out all over me as I threw it in the sink.
Wow.
So I ended up with third-degree burns all over 18% of my body, my left hand, my left leg, my left foot. It took all the skin off my left thigh and skin grafted those places. And I was in St. John's burn unit recovering from skin grafts for 2 weeks. But it was during that time, Landon, that I cried out to God. I was physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and financially broken. And I said, I am done trying to do it my way. I'm done making Jeff Lord of my ring. Jesus, be Lord of my ring. I will walk with you every day for the rest of my life. And I can attest to you today that I have done that. And he has been more faithful to me than I have been to him. But he is faithful. Yep. That's what I'm here to attest to. So the discipleship principle, the discipleship process happened for me. And I was going to speak to this, but for me personally, the church was really good at getting me saved, but then I didn't experience one-on-one discipleship where I went from a baby in Christ to a mature man in Christ. That's the whole point of discipleship, is that we have edification, we have sanctification in the body of Christ. And so what I needed was another man to do what 2 Timothy 2:2 says, and that is, the things I've heard in the presence of many witnesses, I will now teach the things to other faithful men that faithful men have taught to me. If that faithful man to me is my Paul, I'm his Timothy, and his name is Stan Bauer. And I get emotional when I speak his name because he's my spiritual daddy. I can't not replace that man. He has taught me more. He's shown me the wisdom of the Lord and the Word of God. I fell in love with the Word of God through one-on-one discipleship.
That's awesome.
And so this process where God has moved me to now is amazing, because those things that I'm still in discipleship with other men to the third and fourth generation, where Matthew 28:18 to 20 says, go make disciples.
Yep.
go make disciples. So one principle of discipleship is just because you're in church doesn't make you a Christian. Just because you're a Christian does not make you a disciple. I was idle for a lot of years as a believer in my faith. But just because you're a disciple does not make you a disciple maker. So what am I doing to invest in the two things that live forever on this earth, the souls of man, the word of God? How am I investing in those two things that are eternal? Everything else on this earth is going to burn up. And so I do that through discipleship, and he's allowing me to do that through my classroom where I'm an adjunct professor at the university. It is a miracle.
Right. And I mean, you know, just to kind of you just said a lot of good things, you know. And so if you're listening and you're tuning in right now and you're just wondering, like, what is this? What we're talking through, we're on a radio show right now called Answering the Call. And I'm talking to Jeff, and we're talking through his story, his testimony, and just all of his, I love how you put it, all of your disguises as a disciple of Jesus, right? You're a disciple of Jesus Christ first, but you wear all these hats in disguise to disciple more people. You know, and it's so awesome. And I think, like, what you just ended with is definitely, you know, it's the great commission, right? And that's right. And I love someone that explained it this way, that when you look at that word commission, it's co-mission, that we're partnering with God on this mission to make disciples. And so God is using us, but it's not the knowledge or anything that we know. It's literally the word of God that's going to be transforming lives, which you've experienced. But again, through that one-on-one discipleship. And one of the biggest sins, you know, sometimes we think of sins as just the things that we shouldn't be doing. You know, like we're doing the things we shouldn't be doing. But one of the, I believe, the greatest sins of the church is that we're not doing the things that we know we should be doing. And so it's this sin of omission, that we know the commission, but we're not doing what we know that we should be doing, and that's making disciples. And I can go on this topic for a lot. You know, at Called Church, like, we I feel like we've recently really grasped this. And so the vision that of where we were going for the end of this year was going to kind of just roll over to next year, and that has drastically changed. And that's probably a whole different topic for another show. And okay, I want to get back to you. You know, so that process is pretty much, I would say, it goes hand in hand with CBMC. And so you've kind of said, you know, like, you have your Paul's and Timothy's. And so the process, as far as, like, how you've communicated to me, it's called Operation Timothy, correct?
Correct.
And so Operation Timothy is this discipleship process. It's this one-on-one meeting with men. And let's dive into more the connecting businessmen to Christ. Like, this is something that you've been involved in for a while, but now you're taking on a new role in the organization, and specifically in relation to being in Hawaii. And so what does that look like?
Yeah, so I recently accepted the role of area leader for CBMC. And so it really is like building a business. I'm getting all the website stuff done. I'm, you know, getting things logoed and trying to get beach tents and develop groups and invite men into the different groups that we have. And then I already have Timothy's here in Hawaii, so hopefully they will be a part of the groups. But I wanted to reach back to something you said a minute ago, and that is, I have developed the mindset that I see souls and not skins. Mm. That's what Jesus cares about. He cares about souls, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so as I move and walk about, people see this holy skin that I have, but it's the soul that really matters.
Sure.
So then the second piece of this in the ministry is that our purpose precedes our plans. So I can do all of the planning and all of this setup work and all of the business-related things that need to be and have to be done, but it's the purpose that I have that I'm called to serve the Lord, to go and make disciples, that is driving me on a daily basis. So this purpose that I have is really how I found discipleship, because I went to Stan and I said, I'm just trying to figure out what my purpose in life is at age 38, 39 years old. So he gave me a book that was titled Finding Your Purpose in the Workplace. And I read it, and what I came up with was this purpose bullseye out of the book. And so we have three purposes that God gives us. There's an ultimate purpose of God, which simply says, God is God and I am not. I'm never going to fully understand all of his ways and all of the ways that he's connecting all the dots, like childhood cancer, 9/11, and the tragedies of life that we see. Another piece of that for me and my faith was looking at scripture. For me to believe that all of scripture in its entirety is 100% true, I had to get over the fact that that God allowed a man named Jonah to live in the belly of a whale and survive that process. Now, I'm never going to understand that, Landon, but I have confidence in God that he was able to do that for his plans and purposes that I don't understand. Okay, so that's part of God's ultimate purpose for my life. The middle circle in the purpose bullseye is our universal purpose. And that is the same for you as it is for me, Landon. That is intimacy with Christ.
Yep.
He created us in his image. We have become children of God through Christ, but now we are to have an intimate relationship with him, which I go back to investing in the souls of man, the word of God. If I'm out doing that for every other man and not doing it for myself, I've missed the point. He has created me to be in relationship with him first and foremost. And that's why I start with the things, the purpose. And then the last part of that is people will say, well, that's all great, but then I'm different than Landon. I look different than him. I have this unique story. So how does that fit into his plans and purposes? Glad you asked, because he's uniquely wired me with my gifts and talents then to support all of those other things. And so that is a big part of the discipleship process and understanding our purpose, and that most people don't have a well-defined written purpose statement.
Yeah.
Like this. And so what happens is people are double-minded. They love the Lord, but then they don't really know how to live that out and how to walk in that faith on a daily basis. And so I can go over some of the discipleship principles that I review and I teach in my college class and through Operation Timothy we continue.
Yeah, I think, this conversation has been such a good— I think we're at the tip of the iceberg. Like, there's so much more that we can go through. So there's definitely— I would love for us to even just set aside a time, maybe even in the new year, to actually get you in studio to go through those principles. So we have just a couple minutes left, and I think I have specific things that I'd love for you just to kind of share. And it's more like sharing and dreaming for what's next. And, I'm excited for you. And I just love the fact that we are the body of Christ. We have different— what you said, we have different— we look different. There's different purposes, different functions. You're going to be able to reach people that I will never be able to reach. I'm going to be able to reach people you won't be able to reach. And vice versa for every single person listening right now. You think that your story can't be used. Your story is going to be used for his glory. And so you may think I lived a pretty clean and perfect life. Hey, there's people in the church that don't know what to do with that. They're I don't have a drug dealing testimony that God redeemed me. I was with the Lord from the beginning. And hey, that's needed too. So in this last couple of minutes, we have about 2 minutes left. Vision, vision, vision. If you were hey, this is my biggest prayer for what I would like to see the Lord do through CBMC, through just this ministry, specifically for Christian businessmen, what would that look like?
Man, I was on a call with a guy from Miami this morning. His name is Steve, and he is doing so many great things. But let me just say this, and the reason I even mention him is because it ties into this vision that I have for Hawaii. And I'm so blessed to be here. I say I'm on mission in Hawaii, and what a blessing that is. But my life mantra, Landon, is that I'm doing well in the things that matter. Mm. I'm doing well in the things that matter. So the logical question is, what are the things that matter?
Right.
My soul is saved. I'm in an intimate relationship with Christ, and everything else then falls into place. Okay. The vision and dream that I have for CBMC, I want to have a men's retreat on a yearly basis where we bring men and their wives to Hawaii. And we invest in their souls. We invest in the word of God. We invest in their marriages. Mm. Okay. Marriage is kingdom. Christian marriage ministry is kingdom work. When you're investing in marriages, you're investing in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And so that's my dream. That's my vision. And within a year or two, I'd like to have that as an option, because who doesn't want to come to Hawaii, right?
Right.
And the whole CBMC organization, which is in 98 countries and now 38 states, my football number happened to be 38. So that's a God thing, is that the whole organization is a buzz about now being in Hawaii, because, right, everybody loves Hawaii. But the bottom line is that there is no paradise on earth. There is one paradise, and it's called the heaven.
Right.
And so we have the same human issues in Hawaii that you can find anywhere in the world. And so really, to answer your question directly, I want to see the hearts and minds of men change for Christ. I want to see them come to intimate relationship with them, number one. That in my class last night, we prayed the sinner's prayer and prayed that I cannot judge another man's heart. Only God can judge their heart.
Yep.
So I want to see hearts transform for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then after that, they will be discipled and they will move into this spiritual mature man that we know they can become.
Right. And just having them do well in the things that matter. Well, thank you, Jeff, so much for just this conversation. But we're going to log off here. Until next time, aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Answering the Call with Pastor Landon Mauricio and Call Church. Tune in every Saturday at 6:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. for honest topics and real conversations about faith and community. Looking for a church community to call your own? Visit Call Church at Moanalua High School, Sundays at 10 a.m. For more information, go to callchurch.org. Call Church, making Jesus famous.